This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Matt Graham, so good to have you with us, friend, up there in Portland, Oregon. We both got out there, spent our Father's Day working in guards and doing that. We're both feeling a little pain, so I'm feeling your pain, right. You're feeling mine. So is the market giving us any pain? Give us an update. What's happening?
Yeah, no, market is a bit subdued so far to start the week, and that is just fine considering where we are in the bigger picture, just to bring us up to speed on where we've been. Last week was a week of calming down, I would say, after Monday sort of started things off on a bad note, and The market's getting back to trading the potential second wave of coronavirus stuff. Hospitalization spiking and California, Arizona. Yeah. And so that is probably what was behind the big drop in stocks 2 weeks ago, and bonds were already correcting and heading lower that week in yield. And when stocks decided to bounce, it was last Monday, bonds got pulled along for the ride, rates got pulled up, and it started last week on a bad note. But then we saw things calm down really nicely through the rest of the week, four straight days of rates closing slightly lower than they began the day. And now this week, we're starting out fairly flat. As we just heard, the Fed is heavily involved in the market. Did you happen to catch the live webcast with Congress?
Live news stream on your website. I absolutely love that. So it's up all the time on my screen, and I'm clicking on different things as it pops up here. So kudos. People got to check out this very cool MBS Live website. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt that, but the enthusiasm.
No, no problem. Yeah, and we follow along with Powell when he is speaking with Congress. It's a mix of entertainment and information. We weren't really expecting to hear anything riveting as far as new information went, but he did reiterate, and other Fed members reiterated by the end of the week, hey, there's really no limit to how much we will buy in terms of bonds in order to soften the blow of this economic downturn created by coronavirus. So bond markets like to hear that. It helps stability. But yep. I think that the correlation between stocks and bonds right now is one of the big stories, probably as far as bond market momentum is concerned. And we could look at that in terms of bonds following stocks, but I think the better way to look at it is both stocks and bonds following the evolution of this coronavirus response. Are we going to see a second wave? And if we don't, if it dies down from here, then we can expect rates to continue to trend gradually higher. And if things get a little bit tense and we're not exactly sure how that balance is going to look between economic reopening and coronavirus case counts, then we could see rates remain in this all-time low range. So that's it as far as markets go. We're starting the week pretty flat this week, but I think that listeners need to be aware that the overall trend is very gradually toward higher rates. I know that's not always everybody's favorite thing to hear, but it stands to reason, right? Yeah. I mean, if we're able to get past this, then rates should move higher. So I can talk about last week's housing data if you want, or we can move on, whatever suits your needs.
Yeah, chat on that just briefly. Give me an update.
Yeah, sure thing. So there's something for everybody in last week's housing data. If you are into refinances, you got a refi boom that is continuing according to the MBA refi data. I think most loan officers don't really need that data to let them know that that's going on, but it's always nice to have confirmation. Really interesting thing is that purchase applications were at the highest level in 11 and a half years.
That was a crazy number. Yeah.
Right? I mean, amid all the reports of housing starts still being really kind of lackluster and existing home sales this morning down another almost 10%, under 4 million annualized pace, it's staggering and very interesting to consider what's going on with purchase apps.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? I have a theory.
What's your theory?
My theory is that existing home sales counts cash buyers and purchase apps from MBA don't. So I think we're seeing some of the effect of how big of a player all cash buyers were. And that's why purchase apps can bounce back. And incidentally, it also made builders exceedingly confident. Their confidence bounced back to late 2018 levels. So the cool thing to think about, last thing I got, is with housing starts and building permits, we've seen building permits stay much stronger than housing starts. And that suggests that the drop off in construction is, as you would hope, largely a factor of people that are unable to work because of quarantine measures, but that the demand is there and they will be getting back to work as soon as they can. And, you know, hopefully they can do that without case count spiking. And if we are going to have to endure higher rates, it will be because the economy is going where we want it to go.
Yes, indeed. Very interesting. So I'm over here on your website. I'm looking at the economic calendar. And any other thoughts on what we could see this week from any major bumps that are coming up? You've got so much in this calendar. I love it.
Got a really, really good thing to remember coming up this week, because we have GDP on Thursday.
Yeah,
there's been
right.
so much talk of GDP in the news. How much is it going to just tank, right? People really need to remember GDP is super delayed. So this is still Q1.
Exactly.
It's going to be coming out on Thursday.
Yeah.
So it's not going to reflect the big drop that we're looking for. You might even see some people saying, oh, well, GDP was only down a little bit, not as much as people thought, but that'll be because it's Q1. So Q2 is what we're looking for next month.
Definitely a rearview mirror indicator. I just love what you're doing on here, Matt. And everything that's on your website is well organized. It's clear. It's concise. I kind of go between the MBS live chat and then the news stream is some of my favorite, although I'm glancing all over everywhere. This is up all the time. Folks, you need to have this up on your website as well. Thank you so much.
Tell them about the code, Dave. LOL. You set up your free trial. You put in the code LOL for Licking on Lending. And you'll double your free time and you'll get around the credit card requirement. So it's a really easy way to check things out.
Yeah. MBSLive.net. And put LOL. Matt, thanks so much for being with us. Yeah, it's great to have you. Have a great one. Appreciate it so much.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
Okay, that was the wrap. Great podcast. Next week, we got to have a Rajesh Bhatt coming on, who is CEO and co-founder of Roostify. I recorded this last week as well. Looking forward to this interview. Very, very good. And you'll enjoy it as well. But be sure to come back and tell others about the podcast. Special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, Modex, and a whole lot more. Check out our advertiser page. We're so grateful for all of our advertisers. They're so good, and it makes it possible to produce this for you each week. Tell others about it and share it. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Licking on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licking of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.